Hello again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm having a good time talking to entrepreneurs one after another. We just line them up like dynamos because of Alex Cooper. And I don't know, but we may be over 6,000 entrepreneurs since the show first started. It's been a lot of entrepreneurs. People always talk to me about how many people I know. The problem is I think I've met too many. It's easy to forget. But our next guest, I know, is not going to be forgetful. Holly Fox from EduCred?
EduCred, that's correct.
EduCred. So it's a SaaS platform, as you said, and but I'm going to let you describe it to our listeners, okay?
Yeah, sure. So I'm actually going to start with a story, Jeffrey.
Good. I like stories.
It, yeah. So I'm an accountant, and after graduating from the University of Kentucky, I work for PricewaterhouseCoopers. And as an accountant licensed, every 2 years, I have to do about 60 hours of continuing education and submit that to the board. For the first 8 years after graduation, after getting my CPA, I was audited four times.
Four times?
Four times. I think it's because of my name, right? Fox, an auditor most likely is gonna pick that from a pile. Anyway, while working for PwC, they took care of all my continuing education. They also tracked all of my credits. And so I would just send an email to the learning department and they would send me all the information and I was good to go. Well, once I left PwC and I was in industry, I had to start doing all of that on my own. And it's actually kind of a big problem. I was working with a friend who works for Kohler, and she was giving a presentation to certified architects and interior designers. And she had somebody with her doing all of that intake information, the onboarding. And I was looking at that experience and said, oh my gosh, this is actually bigger than just accounting. It's architects, it's interior designers, it's doctors, it's nurses, it's teachers. So then I came up with the idea of why not build an online platform that you could have your license information in your phone, you could pull up all of your information to give to an educator, and then also build a whole platform so that the educator is automatically delivering that certification, that evidence that you need for the association directly into this platform. That way, you're reducing all of the time that you're taking to track your licensing, and then you've got all of that evidence there for when you eventually potentially get audited, or potentially your employer might be interested to know how you're doing on your continuing education. Are you certified so that you can continue working within the industry that you're in?
Right.
So,
well, you know, you've opened up a can of worms that you didn't probably intend. I've done consulting earlier in my career around the merger of PricewaterhouseCoopers. So
okay.
I was in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, generally speaking, the person who goes and gets an accounting degree and works for PwC, which is a top company, top training, I don't necessarily see as an entrepreneur in a small business.
Okay.
It's a whole different mindset.
Yep.
Were you an entrepreneur, do you think, in your particular mindset before you were at PwC, or did PwC just help you to sort of see, you know, was it just part of your natural path to doing that?
Well, actually, so I left PwC and then went to Babson for my MBA. And then I became a corporate entrepreneur within State Street. So my time at State Street, I built three teams, two in London and then one here in Boston. They were regulatory reporting teams. We needed a fast-paced environment. We had to get make sure that our books and records and our processes were up to date for the regulators. There's quite a bit of scrutiny, and in that I realized this is what I love. I love to create, I love to build teams, I love to really help the end user.
Nice.
With organization.
And does Babson have, has their ego structure helped you to help get the business launched?
Actually, yeah. I ended up coming back and I joined an accelerator, WinLabs.
Right.
You might be familiar with that. Yeah. So I've been a part of that program for the past 5 months. And that's been that the ecosystem and the mentors and the other entrepreneurs have been really, really helpful in helping me accelerate EduCred.
And where's the company at today in its developmental cycle?
So I'm excited to say we have a beta. Mm-hmm. We've launched a beta. We've gotten a number of users. We've gotten great feedback. People are saying, I wish I had this years ago. This is great for tracking continuing education. One of my beta users has active licenses in Texas, Massachusetts, and Florida. And if you think about the different points, so not only is she tracking those three different licenses, she's tracking for three different renewal dates, and there are nine different sort of data points within those three licenses. So there's the number of hours that she has to renew on the biannual, triannual basis. There's all the ethics hours, trying to figure out if that qualifies for Texas or Massachusetts or Florida, and then also the technical hours. So tracking those licenses has been really helpful for her through EduCred. And I'm also looking next stages to bring in the educators to help build them into my platform so that synthesis is really happening. And then also I'm building out sort of an administration view for small to medium-sized companies so that they can look at that for their employee base. Because I estimate that there's probably between $1 and $6 billion of wasted hours of individuals of losing time tracking this continuing education.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, did you bootstrap this yourself?
Yes, it's bootstrapped right now.
So it's all your own funding?
My own funding to date, yeah. There's a lot at stake. And actually, one of the biggest challenges is tech help. I've been really, really fortunate in finding a really good agency. So that's been very supportive. But there's still, you know, pieces. And so one of the things that we're doing as the Wynn Lab is we're building out a hackathon. So we're sponsoring a hackathon in April called Wynn Hacks. So that's been really exciting too, getting in the ecosystem, not just building through my own company, but also engaging with the community.
Well, since you're really immersed in that whole startup entrepreneurial mode, how's sleep?
Sleep's actually good. I need to get about 8 hours of sleep a night. So right. I make sure that I get that. That's important.
Do you end up dreaming about this stuff?
Of course.
And doing it.
Yeah, I see designs. I see, you know, conversations that I've had with people. How can I make things better? Yeah, absolutely.
And what are the things that wake you up the most? Can I ask you that? The things that sort of scare you as you're at this critical juncture? Besides
right now,
money.
It's really money. Yeah, it's getting people signed up. Because right now I've got proof of concept in terms of people will absolutely use it, but getting to that next stage of actually getting revenue in is one of those.
So a couple years down the line, where do you think you're going to get the most traction for this?
The most traction will likely be once I build out the platform for educators to sign on, and then they can engage with the users, is streamlining that whole process so that all of EduCred's the evidence for those individual users is going directly to the associations and the boards. So it's really a savings for the users, for the educators, and then also for the boards. And building that pipeline is where.
Now, why did you pick that vertical versus other ones? Where they're continuing education for all different professional industries. Why did you pick the one you
started
on?
So I started out in accounting because I'm used to it. Because I know it. Right. I have a large...
excuse me.
I know a lot of people in the industry.
Right?
Yeah.
Made it easier,
you're
saying.
Made it a lot easier, yeah.
So it was more of a personal choice, not a market strategy choice.
To start with, yes. Yeah. Although, you know, in speaking about this concept, you know, I've spoken to teachers, I've spoken to nurses, even my dental hygienist is interested in it. Because
I think all industries, yeah, they're all going for continuing educational units. It's an important part of the legal profession, accounting, yeah, profession, architectural. You go through every profession, everyone's got to keep up with their credits.
Yep.
It's part of it. So there really is a big upside for this if you can, you know, build the engine, I think, the sort, yeah, of back-end engine and marketing engine to support this. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Do you have any partners?
Other than the agency, uh-huh. I don't. That's what I have right now. I'm actually looking to hire somebody in operations and then also marketing.
You got a long road to go. Will you come back and tell us how you're doing?
I'd love to.
You know,
I'd
be a little case study that we can track.
I'd love to.
Alex likes these stories as well.
Okay, great.
If somebody's looking for you, how would they do that?
I'm at www.edu-cred.com. So that's educred.com.
And what if they want you? Can we give them your address too, Holly?
Well, actually, so I'm in the process of looking for new space. Uh-huh. I was at Canopy City. I don't know if you're familiar
email?
With that. Email? Email. Oh, thank you.
Okay. I don't think they're going to track you down physically.
Happy to talk to anyone. Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, at edu-cred.com.
Great story. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Jeffrey.
Bless you, Chris Gerald. That's the sneeze I've been holding off all morning for myself with his Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.